Today's Vad was dedicated for Ashrema, for Gamliel ben Mazal, Bezat Hashem, Shav Rafu Shalem, Bekarov. Okay, so we're up to the third benefit of the Baal B'tochen over the alchemist. Vashlishi, if somebody can give the page number. Vashlishi. Kufnun wa?
Kufnun.
Vashlishi. Kibalak Mir, the alchemist, Enu Maimel al Soidzu Lose Mirosa al Nafshe. He's very, very afraid to reveal the way he makes a living because he's afraid for his life. Vabaytech Velehim, Enu Yore Meshum Odom Bebetchoina. He's not afraid to reveal that he has Betochen, the source of his success, let's say. But on the contrary, he's able to be proud of it. Like David HaMelech said, okay, now this piece of chovus is not such a simple thing to understand. Because this is, what's the salkadaitach that a person should be afraid to reveal bitochen? Meaning, he doesn't say that the Baal Kmiya is afraid to reveal that he has riches because someone might steal them, you know. He's afraid to reveal his profession, that he is a Baal Kmiya. That's illegal. Some people say it was counterfeit. Some people say it was like witchcraft, you know, black magic. Whatever it was about this spooky thing of the Baal Kmiya, which was something that was not accepted in society. So his profession is a dangerous thing for him to reveal his profession. But the flip side is that there was a salkadaif that a person should be afraid to reveal the betochen itself. Like, what's so spooky about the betochen that he should be afraid to reveal the betochen? It doesn't say afraid to reveal how much money you have so someone might steal it, right? It's talking about contrast the profession of Kmiya versus Betochen. What's the nafkamina, right? So like, maybe just Havona here in the Chovas HaLevavos says that, first of all, if a person is, let's say, walking around all tranquil, he has a nice house, nice cars, and nobody sees that he works, you know, they don't see him working too hard. They're going to have start questions. Maybe the guy, you know, deals drugs or counterfeit money or whatever it is. Maybe to reveal his tranquility may be dangerous for him, so he has to always be careful about people noticing his tranquil lifestyle and asking questions, as opposed to the Baal B'tochen, who he can be calm and relaxed, and he has no problem revealing that his relaxation or his menuchas hanefesh comes from B'tochen. But I think maybe it's a little deeper than pshat here, is that I think it's saying a very deep point in the Chovas that the Baal HaKmiya, this alchemist guy, you see, his focus is on getting money, whatever he wants, but in a way, he's like using the world in an awkward way, not the way the world was made to work. I mean, the way the world works is a person is oisik b'yeshuvoy shel olam. When you go to work, you're involved in the development of society. You're part of the world. And it's beneficial. What the whole business system of buying and selling and coming up with products and being creative to come up with the right products in order to make a living, that develops the world. It develops society. You have to do with people. You're ma'urav ben abriyas. You're oisik b'yeshuv shalom, right? The people didn't like the alchemist because he's just getting money, but he's not beneficial to the world. So he's an outcast of society. He's actually dangerous for society to have people like this, because then the world doesn't go, doesn't develop. So that way of the alchemist is something that could be dangerous for him, and therefore he has to be very, very careful not to reveal what he does for a living. But a Baal B'tochen, on the contrary, is Oisik v'yeshuv shalom. Baal B'tochen is a very regular guy. There's nothing strange about him. There's nothing different about him. He goes to work like everybody else. He's a oisik in yeshiva shalom. He's muravim abrias. He's a regular person like every single other person in the world. The only difference between him and them is that he's tranquil, because since he relies on Hashem for the parnosa, he himself is not thinking about how am I going to get the parnosa. He's focused more on, like we spoke last time, on the work itself. He's involved, and this is the platform for him to do his avodah. And thinking about how the money is going to come is not what his mindset is. So he relates to the world differently, but he behaves in the world the same way. There's no difference. Mimela, he's not an outcast of society or a person that people feel is a danger to society. They're not endangered by a Baal Betochen. So Mimela, Baal Betochen has nothing to be afraid of in his way of life because he fits perfectly in society. That's what David HaMelech said. Because having Betochen, there's nothing to be afraid of in the actual bitochen itself, because the subject of this third thing was, is bitochen, reliance on Hashem, a dangerous profession as opposed to alchemist or not? That was the noisa. The noisa was the bitochen, right? It wasn't that am I worried something's going to happen with my money afterwards. It's about the actual bitochen itself. So we have to say that the profession of alchemy, the profession itself, is something that society frowns upon. Why is that? Because you're actually doing something not like the way the world runs. You're doing something that's not productive to the world. Instead of building something, instead of developing something, instead of being involved in oisik b'yeshuv shaloylam, it's like a guy who's a gambler. You know, let's say he could make money. He can't, but let's say he could. You know, so he made money. But he made money, but he didn't contribute anything to society. He had a tricky, sneaky way of making money, but that's not something that in society is accepted. Especially if it's counterfeit, especially if it's using like black magic or whatever it is, that people are afraid of such type of human beings in the world. They're not accepted human beings in the world, so that's why it's dangerous. But that's the point that Chavis Alvavis is saying. So therefore, if you have to be busy hiding either your tranquility or your profession, and you have to live a certain kind of way, you invite to have obstacles in your way of life that make you not have the Menuchas HaNefesh. As opposed to Baal Betochen, he's a regular member of society. It's perfectly, no problems being tranquil and being normal. He goes to work like everybody else. Nobody cares. It doesn't bother them. So that's why he's more Menuchas HaNefesh. That's what I would say is maybe pshat. But it's a hard chavis. Baravi, the fourth difference between the alchemist and the Baal Betochen, Kibala Kamiya Eno Nimlat Mahazmin Mahazova Kesar Harbela Eitz Tzorchoi Oishalo Yazm Hem Klum. He's in a quandary. He's in a little bit of a problem. The alchemist has an issue. If he's going to save up a lot of money, that's why he has two mahalchim. Either he can save up a lot of money, that he should always have money available for him at all times, or he'll be careful. He's going to explain himself to Chaimus. And only keep enough money around for what he needs. Right? The tzad of keeping money around is that you always have money. You always have money available. So, but the downside in that is that A, it might be stolen. People might find out that you have all this money. They're going to want to know why, where, how, when did you get all this money? We don't see you working, whatever. And they might catch him, right? So he would draw attention. If he has a lot of money, he might draw attention. And if he only keeps around enough money to live day by day, then when the, let's say, something comes up that he needs a lot of money, at that point he may not have enough material or whatever to do it. So therefore he's in this situation where he doesn't know exactly how to play it. Okay? A A person who's Batech Hashem has full trust and reliance on Hashem. She yatzuv oisek ritzayin bein sheyitzuv b'mochem sheyitzuv. He has nothing to worry about. Hashem will give him what he needs, when he needs, how he needs, and therefore he's not worried. I'm going to try to say the Hezbollah, I think, in there. Kasha yatzuv ha'uba b'recha mimo. Just like you see that Hashem supports and gives food to the baby in the mother's stomach, ve'afroyach b'tech ha'beitza and the chick inside the egg of the mother, right? You can't go in and out. There's no entrance in and out. And still, somehow, Hashem supports it. And the bird in the air. And sometimes Hashem shows you that even a lion, who's so powerful and so strong, doesn't have what to eat. So what's the point that the Chovis is trying to say here? What's his nekuda? That he's trying to show a contrast between the Baal Betochen and the alchemist, right? So what it seems like, what he's saying is like this, that an alchemist, no matter if he has the ability to make money, right? But he still needs some kind of tangible mahalach to know how it's going to work out. He needs a tangible mahalach to see how it's going to work out. So he plans. If he stockpiles on a lot of his material, maybe people will notice that all this material is being bought. Or if he stockpiles on money, people will notice, and that could cause him some kind of danger. If he goes and does too little, then sometimes expenses come up. His car breaks down, he needs money, he has to make a chasana, he needs money. So then he now might not be in a situation where he can get the money, right? So he has to figure out the right balance to come up with a tangible bahalach, how he should be able to be prepared for all situations. Because he needs to have his security at the end of the day is coming from a tangible mahalach of how he could be successful. That's the way balakmiya goes. Meaning, even though he's in the profession that is the easiest for him to make money, and the world is not opposing his mahalach how to get money, but at the end of the day, he needs a mahalach. And if he needs a mahalach, it has to be thought out, and it comes with its stresses, and it comes with its worries to figure out how to have that mahalach, as opposed to Batech Bashem. Batech Bashem is saying, doesn't need to think about a tangible mahalach. Doesn't need that. Because whatever situation he's in, it's fine. He'll have what he needs regardless. So he doesn't need to have a tangible mahalach. People bring into this chayvus, but I don't know if I'm going to talk about it now, about savings, about thinking about the future, what will be, right? But he doesn't have, let's just talk about the etzem business. He doesn't be etzem need a tangible mahalach in thinking about how to make the parnasa or how to be safe and secure financially. He doesn't need to have a tangible plan, okay? So the idea is, the way we've been learning all along to understand this, is that the main focus of a Baal Betochen, the main focus of a guy who has Betochen, is like we said, is not about the money. It's not about the money. Because if it would be about, okay, I need X amount of dollars to live, and I need X amount of dollars for my expenses in the foreseeable future, whatever it is, right? So I'm Boitech Hashem's going to give me that. So then I need something tangible still to feel that I'm secure. I still need something tangible because I need what I think I need, you know? So that doesn't give me the Menuchas HaNefesh. The Menuchas HaNefesh means I don't need a tangible plan or reality to feel calm from. So how does it work? Because the point is, whatever situation I'm in is perfect for me because Hashem designed that situation for me to do avoida. That's the way we're learning chayvus from the beginning till now. That Hashem puts me in a situation that in this situation is perfect for me to do my service of Hashem. Ke'eved el adonam. What about parnasa? Well, I can't serve him if I don't have what to eat, you know? So having what to eat is only coming as what? In order for me to do my avodah. So I don't have to think of how Hashem is going to support me. That's not my business. He'll handle it. However he likes to handle it, he'll handle it. So once I don't need a tangible mahalach in the etzem parnosa, then I have menuchas hanefesh. Meaning the person whose mind is on parnosa. Let's try to get this. The person whose mind is, he has a visual, he has a picture, he has a tangible picture of what he needs and how he should have money in his bank at the X and this and this and that. When he has a picture in his mind, so now he's lacking menuchas hanefesh because what's the plan, the maisa? What's the tangible plan? How is it going to go? And even if I'm poteach and Hashem is going to deliver, but I already have a picture in my mind how I'd like it to be delivered. I want my business to work out. I want my customers to come. I can have a tangible picture in my mind that I still need to rely on that tangible mahalach, just that I'm trying to make Hashem, force Hashem to shtel tzu to my tangible plan, doesn't work like that. That's not bitachin. Then you're like Gara from the alchemist. The alchemist also wants a tangible plan. Even though he has a very easy way to make panosim, he still needs a tangible plan. The point of a Baal Betochen is the point that he's saying over here is that the Baal Betochen says it doesn't make a difference. Just like the Efroyach, just like the baby, how did Hashem figure it out? I don't know, he figured it out. That's not where my focus is. That's not where my mindset is. My mindset is living the situation that I'm in perfectly, understanding that the circumstances that I'm in are tailor-made to me to do my work. And to do my work, I need to make a living. I have to live, I have to eat. Can't do avodas Hashem without food. So, but that doesn't need a tangible plan. That's Hashem's business. How it's going to somehow come together. That's the comparison to the baby. Even though we have to talk about that because the marshal that the Chavis Alvavis gives is a little bit difficult. Because if you learn science, they'll explain to you how the baby lives. And they'll explain to you how the Efroyach lives, right? The Chavis says, take a look at the world. You will see certain scenarios that you'll never figure out how that kid lives. But he lives. So obviously you don't need to have a tangible plan. That's his right. Otherwise, what's the shaykhis? Right? He's showing you an analogy. Just like you see in the world, that someone could live without you have any clue how that works, but it works. So too for yourself. Don't get focused on giving Hashem a plan, a logical plan. He'll figure it out. Because that's not your focus. Your focus is on doing Yavoid, and he'll give you the parnasa, however. It's not relevant. Just like the baby. So scientifically, there's an explanation for that too. So this is another shmooze that we don't have time for today, but we see that Yesoidus of Emunah has to work off the way it looks in the simple eye, without science. How the world speaks to you as the way it is. So just like the world the way it is speaks to you in a certain way that you can't figure out, how it's shayach for this baby to live, but it's a reality, that's a message in the Yisoidus of Emunah. It's not that the pshat is that the Chavis Alvavis was very primitive and he didn't know science and he had no explanation at that time because there was no scientific instruments to explain it. No, he wasn't primitive and he wasn't a fool. He's teaching you a mahalach and avoid, and I'll show you in another place in Chavis. Many rayas to this Yisoid. When we speak in the Psukim and in Chazal about how the sun rises and the sun sets, even though scientifically it's not what it does. But that's what it looks like. So you have to go, when it comes to taking in messages that the world speaks to us, in Hemuna, it has to go how it looks to the eye, not to a scientific thing. Okay, that's another shmur. I'll try to talk about it a different time, but now we don't have time. Okay, but that's what I think is the two Yesoidus over here in the third and fourth difference between an alchemist and a Baal Betochen. Number one, the Baal Betochen lives in the world like normal person. So being that he lives in the world normal person, so it's okay if he has Betochen, nobody cares about that because he's not strange. He's not doing something that doesn't fit society. The second point is The Baal Batochen's Menuchas HaNefesh and Pranosa comes from the fact that his focus is not on tangible mahalchim, because his focus is not on how to make a living. How to make a living, he leaves to Hashem. What he's doing, or the circumstances of life, is the platform for his avodah. That's where his focus is on. So Meili doesn't need tangible plans. If you don't need tangible plans, you have Menuchas HaNefesh. Okay? We'll stop there for today.